Welcome to the final audio boo in a 9-part series which is focused on a communication via email from Chris Brogan about the various platforms you can use for social media. And it's about a lot more than the platforms, and we've found it rich enough to, haven't we, Roger, to speak about it at some considerable length.
We have. We've been here since 10:30 this morning. This is the last one. I do need to make a comment about the previous one, which is on my Audioboo feed, which is audioboo.fm/Roger Overall. That was allegedly the secret boo, that if you follow this series, we will have referred you to a secret boo that we weren't sure we were going to publish. We made an executive decision. We took a big leap.
No, we did a risk analysis. We did a risk analysis, and then we went and consulted our moral, ethical... do you have a corporate social responsibility policy in your company?
I don't. It's one of the many policies I'm lacking. All right, I can do.
That's a very good one. Yeah. So it does no harm. We're going to run a risk that Chris won't kill us for sharing his secrets, right?
Yes.
Because we think that all the people listening to this are actually people who, in my humble opinion, right, will benefit from it, right?
Yes.
Following that principle, we share, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, look, we get to the end of... By the way, we also had come in a comment which gave the answer to question of who wrote the lyrics for that wonderful song, which is almost like a theme running through this entire series, you know. You should do it your way, you know, which in the song is the well-known one by Frank Sinatra. Will you read the email the comments that came in?
Will. So this was in, the question was posed in the third audio boo in this series on my audio boo feed. And Peter Jan Haas, who lives in Amsterdam in the Netherlands, this is how international we're getting, has come back, and we asked who wrote the lyrics to I Did It My Way. Well, here's the answer. My Way was originally a French song called Comme d'habitude, written by Claude François and Jacques Revault. The lyrics were written by Claude François with Gilles Thibault. It was translated into English by Paul Anker, then popularized by Sinatra. And then Patreon says at the end, but I guess you already knew that. We didn't, Patreon, so thank you very much for that.
And to Aidan Enright of Smarter Egg, you got the English translation right, but I'm afraid it was a translation. Okay, look, we get to the end of an email, and what do you put at the very end of an email? Well, I tell you what you put at the end of an email. You do it already. You put your name, and you put the name of your business, right? That's the normal thing. And this is what I want to get to. Chris Brogan's business name. Now, the interesting thing about this is that I wonder how many people can name... Well, certainly here in Ireland, I don't think there's another person in Cork who could actually name Chris Brogan's business, except perhaps Aidan Enright, right? Because he knows everything, right? Roger, would you have been able to name Chris Brogan's business?
I would have, simply because you've been forwarding me the email, so I was aware of it.
And I'd have been able to name it because I had a long debate with my wife about the strengths and weaknesses of the name, right? Because I'm in the process of coming up with a name, or we are in the process of coming up with a name for a new business which will be launched very soon, right?
We as in not you and I?
Not you and I, actually, me and my business partners, right?
Yes.
Okay. So,
in case your business partners are listening and they're in shock,
absolutely,
going, what's going on?
Okay, so Chris Brogan's business has got three words to it. It's called human. So, and that was actually the point that really engaged me and my wife about it, and about this issue about, can you use the word human in the name of a business, right? Is that going to come across to people as being fluffy and soft and non-commercial, right? So we're going to call it human, right?
Mm.
The second word is business. So we got human and business, right? So we begin to sort of put the two of them together, right? And this, could you just leave it with human business? Now, if it was human business, it could mean just about anything, right? But I think this is where I think Chris Brogan's name really is powerful. It says human business works.
Mm-hmm.
So he's actually delivering a message in and of itself. The business name is delivering a message, right? So if you hear nothing else except human business works, you get a message, right? It tells you, and by implication, being humane works, being a decent person works, being engaging works. being conversationalist as opposed to a broadcaster works. Mm-hmm. Being the kind of person you'd want to have at a dinner table works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being a person with whom customers can empathize, suppliers can want to engage with. So I think it's a great, great title, Human Business Works.
Well, there is the other interpretation of the word works, which could be a work, could be a book, could be an email that's been sent out. So this email, for instance, is a work. It is a work of writing about human business. So what does Human Business Works produce, this company? Well, it produces works that relate to human business. There's information. In this case, Chris produces information products. And they're about human business. I mean, it's one of those lovely turns of phrase that has multiple interpretations, each one of which only goes to strengthen the other one.
But I'll give you the other one. There's another one, and maybe this will be the last one we have time to mention. But when you talk about the works, certainly in English here, you talk about the plumbing.
Mm.
Right? It's about the plumbing. It's about the stuff behind the scene. You know, the gas works, the plumbing works and all that. So basically you could be delivering a message that says, you know, Chris Brogan's team of people actually give you the plumbing you need to run your business.
Absolutely.
And in fact, all the stuff we've been talking about, the platforms you need, the plumbing you need, you know, the stuff that runs through the pipes, well, that's the content that you want to get across in the style you want. So I've been grappling with this whole issue about having a name that works. But I just wanted to just flag up Chris Brogan's company name.
And the other thing is, we tend to think of companies as corporate legal entities. And we forget that companies only exist because they are a company of individuals. Individuals, humans, underpin any business. Most businesses have forgotten that. Most businesses act as if they were a robotic entity of their own right. We think of IBM and Apple as non-human entities. But of course, they are. Every business is a human.
I think IBM have strived very, very hard and with some success to humanize themselves, I have to say. I really do. But there's one thing is striking that, well, it's interesting that Chris Brogan didn't call his business HBW Inc.
Thank God for that, because we'd all be going, what does that stand for? And it's, but it removes anything, any abbreviation like that removes itself, because it's kind of, I have a name, but I'm not going to tell you what it is. I'm going to hide behind these letters.
IBM didn't begin as IBM.
International
Business Machines, right? And at a certain point in the life cycle of a business, I think you can actually get to. I mean, Nike could almost change their name to a tick. Now.
They could, but TNT, what does TNT stand for? What is DHL?
Dynamite. TNT, isn't it?
No, they're not a...
No, you're right, of
but
course.
But DHL, what does DHL stand for?
But look, enough about that. We're getting frivolous now, we're getting tired and all that. We're into the point that we have to pay our bill and we have to leave lovely Blackrock Castle, right? And, you know, can you imagine Chris Brogan coming in here now? He's just literally... you know, I can almost imagine him. Funny way.
We have me looking over my shoulder.
We'll have a hologram here, be sent over here. But you see, there are olive trees out there, right?
Mm.
Now, I can't remember. Chris Brogan plays a musical instrument, right? He is actually a musician, right? He is a musician, right? He plays in a band. He sings actually. I have evidence of Chris Brogan singing a song on Audio Boo.
Yes.
Now don't tell about the context, right? It can all wait. People can go to Chicago next May to hear Chris Brogan singing, right? But the point about this, he is a musician, right? I mean, so many people are different things, Roger. Do you ever play any musical instruments?
I don't.
Do you ever do anything that isn't photography and food and journalism and all those things? What do you do that nobody knows about yet?
What do I do that nobody ever knows about? Yeah, I don't think I do anything.
Were you a footballer? Were you a cricketer?
I used to kayak and I used to run. And I used to be tremendously fit, which if you look at me now, you'd find astonishing.
Oh, you told me you were a military person once, didn't you?
No.
Well, you weren't a military person.
No, I wasn't a military person at all, but I... This is to do with a canoe race I was involved
in. Do you write
in.
Children's stories? Do you do anything interesting
at
all?
I do write children's stories, that's true.
There you are. Well, look, we come to full cycle. Here we are. The olive trees are still standing, the weather is still raining, the food is still here, and we have to pay our bill. Look, we just have one last thing to do. We have to do what Chris Brogan did here. At the very end of his email, before his name, he did this brand new idea to thank people for listening.
Yeah.
Right? Now, we'll both do it.
We will.
Off you go.
Off I go. Well, if you have persevered and if you've taken time, and we know how valuable your time is, and we know how much pressure people have on their time, certainly in the social media space, where there is a lot of noise, we hope that you have gained value from what we've been talking about, and we hope that by lifting up the veil of this email that Chris sent round, that you've benefited from listening to us. And we're very, very, very grateful for the time you spent with us today, and if you're listening to us in the future, we're very, very grateful for the time that you're taking now to listen to this series of audio booze. And that's really all I've got.
And it doesn't matter how much you've done. It doesn't matter if you've listened to 1 minute of it and decided it's not for you, or you've listened to every single bit of it. It really doesn't matter. The main thing is that you're there. You're there. You're on your journey, you got your challenges, and you know what, we're actually all, you know, in a sense, in the same boat.
And I have one last thing, to take a leaf out of Chris's book, and I can't find it.
What are you going to say?
I was going to say.
In your own words.
In my own words, go to Chris Brogan's website and sign up for his newsletter. Don't listen to Stinky Omani Blog and Roger Overall. Get it from the horse's mouth.
Yeah. And when, you know, the impact...
equation.
The impact equation. And when the impact equation is coming out, right, get your advance orders in first so that you can be what in your hard hearts you want to be, a kind of thought leader, a good practitioner out there in front, helping the others to succeed. Your reading of that book may actually help somebody to make a real breakthrough. That is what we offer you as a challenge. Thanks a million.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.